In less than 5 years, half of the iconic Buffalo Skyway corridor will be gone. The remaining half mile will be closed to cars, transformed by landscaping and pedestrian and bicycle paths. If that sounds impossible, Governor Andrew Cuomo has a message for you.
It's impossible to keep the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo. Yeah, until we did it. It's impossible to take Canal Side from 150,000 visitors per year to 1.5 million visitors per year. Yes, but we did it.
The governor says, yes, it's going to be hard to implement the winning Skyway redesign idea on the fastest timeline ever proposed for a project of this size.
But yes, we are going to do it.
The Skyway was constructed in the 1950s at a time when building highways and tearing down historic buildings was considered progress.
Howard Zimsky is board chair and former president and CEO of Empire State Development. He announced the competition winner on Tuesday at Seneca One Tower in downtown Buffalo. And the winning team that's taking home $100,000 in prize money is local. They say they ask themselves,
what would we do? Because we live here and we commute and we want to get to the waterfront and we want to go to concerts at Canal Side. So kind of did what we would want if it was our money being spent.
Bill Price is a landscape architect for the Rochester-based firm SWBR. Several of his colleagues who worked on the project for partner firms Fisher Associates and MRB Group live in Buffalo. They say they drew on pre-existing proposals for their design, which is called City of Lights, Owning Our Waterfront.
So we think we can get going fairly quickly with plans and designs that can go right into environmental assessment.
Governor Cuomo took the first step yesterday by pledging $10 million to start an environmental impact assessment, quote, right now. That process could take up to 2 years, and then Cuomo says he wants project construction completed within the following 3 years. So what will the transformed Skyway actually look like at the end of all that?
We took an idea of taking the green silos and kind of peeling them open.
Bill Price again.
Be a really nice experience when you're just up there walking and looking either at the skyline or the water.
The City of Lights team estimates the total project cost at $330 million. That includes traffic redistribution efforts like a new lift bridge at Michigan Avenue and a Tift Street extension road connecting to Interstate 190. Cuomo says the project could cost as much as $600 million and that he and other elected officials are dedicated to securing federal and state funds.
I believe it will happen because of what has happened already and what is happening in Buffalo right now.
Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.